Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 16th of March, The Valley of Achor. In the context of his sovereign judgment upon all harlotry, the Lord also promised that he will cleanse a remnant from among the daughters of Zion. Speaking about an unclean daughter of Zion, he said, "I will allure her, will bring her into the wilderness, and speak comfort to her. I will give her vineyards from there, and the valley of Achor as a door of hope. She will sing there, as in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came up from the land of Egypt." The Lord will speak comfort to those who turn in response to his rebuke and begin to mourn as they look upon him whom they have pierced. The expression of the Lord's comfort will be to give her the valley of Achor as a door of hope. This is a significant statement. The valley of Achor is the place where the nation of Israel sanctified themselves by dealing with the sin of Achan, who had hidden things in his tent which were devoted to destruction. The scripture recorded that once this corruption was removed from among the people, the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. The place of God's judgment became the door of hope when the people removed the idolatry from their midst. The nation of Israel had to deal with the idolatry in their midst before they could possess the promised land, in the same way in which Jacob needed to deal with the idolatry in his family before they could return with him to Bethel. Jacob said to his family while they lived in Shechem, "Put away the foreign gods that are among you, purify yourselves and change your garments. Then let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar there to God, who answered me in the day of my distress and has been with me in the way which I have gone." The references used in today's devotions are Hosea chapter 2 verse 15, Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10, Joshua chapter 7 verse 26, and Genesis chapter 35 verses 2 to 3. For further study, Joshua chapter 7.